Hello again, everybody. It's Joe Boyle. I haven't changed. It's still me. And today, or in this episode, it's actually tonight when I'm recording this. This has been on my mind for a little while, and it's going to be funny to some of you. Maybe I'll just start off with, all right, so this is going to be about a quote that I think is very deep, very, very good, and comes from a very nerdy place, potentially, you know, depending who you are. Or maybe if you know who you are, you know you're a nerd, it's not a big deal anyways. But anyways, so the show that this quote came from, it's from Star Trek, The Next Generation. Don't quit on me just now if you're not into that. I will say I do generally love the Star Treks, partly, at lots of parts. I like science fiction. It's fun. And the redeeming note to people who don't like science fiction would be, I think Star Trek is really just a story about what it means to be human, as a lot of shows actually are. And science fiction just happens to be the vehicle to tell that story. I mean, think about it. You've always got, in the original one, you always had Spock, emotionless. You know, then you had Data in the next, who was also emotionless. You always have that character. And they're always exploring what it really means to be human. And it turns out, like, these people who apparently are the least human, I think by nature, by design, even the writers are pretty smart, because they're classified as non-human, they're actually able to describe and portray humanity and the ideal of what we want to be in humanity, and they portray it so well. It, like, almost because they're not human, it gives them permission. It gives that character permission to be the humans we all want to be, or to at least ask the questions that we might find difficult. You know, there's one episode where Data the android was very particular about something that was going on. I can't remember the specifics, but he kept pressing the button, you know, kind of like lighting a match. You know, this non-human who supposedly didn't have any emotions was caring a lot about this particular subject, and it was really cool. So there's a lot of that in the Star Trek series, at least the TV shows. The movies are sweet. They're just fun. It's like the Marvel things. They're fun. I'm not sure how much they are probing the question of asking humanity, but or what it is, what's it like, what is it to be human? But you know what? There's awesome things to glean from all of that. I just watched Thor the other day, actually, for the first Thor. I know I'm right, way behind the ball, but starting to get back and catch up with the Marvel stuff. And there was just some really cool things that I thought describing, like, I don't think I'm giving too much away. It's pretty early in the movie, and it's not like a critical plot point. But Thor is describing, like, these nine realms, and how, you know, as the solar system, we're orbiting the sun, and a solar system is a part of the galaxy, which orbits other galaxies, and he calls what we're in is a realm, and there's like nine realms, and that's not the important part. The cool thing was that we're all part of a bigger, I think he called it a tree, that we're like, we're all a part of, and it hit home, because like, oh, that makes sense that we're probably a part of something bigger that we can't, or that we can barely see, or we do see it, but we're so inside of it, we don't see the bigger picture. Of how we're interacting and in a relationship with a whole bunch of other planets, stars, galaxies in the universe. So, anyways, science fiction, Marvel, comics, Star Trek. I think it's a great avenue to explore humanity, have fun. And maybe because it is such a, there's no rules, right? When it's science fiction, you can kind of write it how you want. You know, fantasy. Fantasy, that's the word I was thinking of, the genre. it gives you freedom to explore these things. You know, it's I guess it's part of the reason why art is good. You know, it gives you freedom to explore questions and be okay with weird answers or no answers, or we all want the answers, but it's just not going to happen. So art, science fiction, fantasy, cool way to explore that. And not even just explore, explore and like give like expression to maybe something you feel but don't have words for. Ripping off Rob Bell again. He says it a lot, and I'm just taking it to heart because I'm a little bit, you know, type A, part of the Western culture, you know, or maybe just human, or however that works. But, you know, I want all the answers. You know, I want personality type A, you know. Yeah, you want the plan. You know what I mean. Anyways, so Star Trek, all that stuff. So Data, in one of these episodes, he is, he plays this game with, so he's an android, does billions of calculations a second, probably more, and he plays this humanoid, so basically just an alien that has 2 feet and 2 legs, looks like a person, just, you know, face is a little different. Anyways, there's this game that, and he's like, this alien's really like the grandmaster chess, if it's chess, like chess champion of this game, and he's real cocky. And Data is, to make a long story shorter, is kind of prodded to play him in order to kind of kick him off his high horse. And so Data does. He's kind of coerced into it, but he does. But, you know, he's not in a cocky way, but he's sure he's going to win. You know, why wouldn't he? He's an android. You know, can think of all the things, all the answers, all the solutions way out into the future. Can see ahead. Well, anyways, you can probably see where I'm going with this. He plays the game and loses. This put him into a, again, it's funny because he's an android without emotions and all that stuff and feelings, supposedly. But this puts him into a spiral of depression, really. You know, he locks himself in his quarters. He doesn't, he doesn't come out. He doesn't feel like he's fit to be on duty. He's afraid he's going to give poor judgment to his captain, Captain Jean-Luc Picard, played by Patrick Stewart, for those who don't know. But if you don't know that, I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot I don't know. I mean, I just watched Thor from like 2008 for the first time, so people are probably like, what? You're stupid. So, yeah, he's doing it. And like, I didn't even plan on saying this part, but like, do I? I mean, yeah, I do. How often, like, I don't know. I know. Like, when we don't succeed at something or we don't come up to our own expectations, we lock ourselves away a little bit, I think, don't we? Like, and maybe you're out and about, but maybe you just hold up a piece of yourself a little bit, you know, closer. You don't let yourself out, you know, enough or as much as you would have normally if you felt confident and right. And, you know, you kind of see, you kind of question yourself, see what's like what's wrong with me? Like, what did I do wrong? And so here's the, here's where I'm going with this. So he's in his quarters for a couple days, and Patrick Stewart, Jean-Luc Picard, comes down to his quarters, and he's the captain, and he's just like, dude, I gotta get crap done. I need you on the bridge. I need you at your post. Let's, like, get your crap together. So that's his, like, that's kind of his attitude, like, approaching Data. So he's like, what's wrong? And he's like, Data's like, you know, I should have won, blah, 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 you know? And he's like, so they go back and forth. And here's the clincher that I kind of wanted to sit on for a second. So Patrick Stewart then says it to Data. He's like, it is possible to do everything right and still lose. And that is not a flaw. That is life. So, or something very similar to that. That's not like, that's not true. It's not just true in like games or competition, but that's just true in life. And he's like, now leave your lack of self-confidence and self-doubt, you know, behind in your quarters and get up to your post. Quit worrying. So the reason I think that, well, that line dwells with me, and it's just, I mean, how often do we feel like that? And this is why I wanted to talk about it, like, I wanted to give us all freedom, you know, whatever, not that it's mine to bestow, but just be like, we can do things right. We can do everything right, and things just don't work out. What does that say about us? Like our worth, like, not, it doesn't say anything about us. It just, it is what it is. I don't know why, but that's life. So, I need to remember that. Like, I can plan everything out and do everything right. Sometimes it does work out. I mean, or very close to. And other times, it's just, I can't think of an example where your world falls apart, but that'd be the other end of everything working out. But maybe just, you know, there's just enough that goes wrong that makes you question the universe, is how I feel sometimes. Like, especially, this might be a little bit of a different scenario, but especially when you're tired and things are going wrong, and you're like, God, like, you hate me, and the universe hates me, and everything hates me, and then you either eat some food or get a good night's sleep, and you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. So anyways, you can do everything right and things still go wrong. So it's not you. Keep on trucking along, and yeah, don't let it get you down. Kind of cheesy, but let's, you know, instill self-confidence in one another, you know, by being there. If you see someone who's down or says something, just be like, you know, it sucks, but it doesn't make you less of a person or worthless because you weren't able to execute the plan, or the plan didn't have the outcome that you worked so hard for and should have worked out on paper, but it didn't. So that's it. Kind of a short one here today, but that was it's been on my mind for a long time, and just now getting to record it. So I'm sure I'll add something to this at some point. I actually had quite a few thoughts about the previous podcast about restrictions and what do we really need, but maybe I'll save that for another time, mostly because I didn't write those ideas down when I had them and I can't remember, so I hope those come back. But there was a couple lines that also related to that topic that I've heard that I liked, but it almost had, I wasn't sure how to frame them yet. They're almost too dark, too negative without there being a positive light to it. So yeah, maybe that'll I'll work around that. Well, I'll give you one of the lines that I was thinking. Maybe we can talk it out here. So we're gonna go a little off the cuff here. So if you listen to the last podcast about what we really need, what do we need the most? Again, Star Trek nerd. I won't go as deep into this one, but there's a line in one of the Star Treks where, and I'm sure it's ripped off from somewhere else. I'm sure this isn't the first place it's been said, but there's a place that says you can feed the body and starve the soul, and that sounds like super. It can't. I mean, I guess it all depends like where you are and where you want to take that. That could sound like, oh man, I should like give up everything, and you know, if I want my soul to thrive, I don't think that's the answer, you know. But it's just illustrating the point. Like too much stuff, too many things, physical, material things, but as well as like decisions and choices and, I don't know how you would describe it, an indulgence, because I think it's different for everyone, and I think one thing can be, like, the same thing can be right at one time and too much at another time. And, you know, I'm not sure how you really judge that, except for by the Spirit, Holy Spirit, your spirit, your feeling, asking yourself, why do you feel this way towards a certain thing? And don't feel like you, and I'm preaching to myself here, don't feel like you have to act on something just because you did in the past and it made sense then. I have no idea why, but maybe it doesn't make sense now. And just, it's okay to like not know, and it's okay to not proceed in that decision, that thought, and that action, and that whatever, simply because it feels different. It's okay to pause on that. I think we need to. Everything has a counterbalance, right? Because that can strike me with indecision then. It's like, well, I don't know. I feel a little different about this, and I shouldn't go back. Like, I think it can also be, this can all also be coupled with, like, you start stressing yourself out too much about the decision. Just choose something and go. I'm probably going to end up eating those words later in a good way. Hopefully I don't, you know, but let's hopefully I can learn from that before I have to, like, quote unquote, eat the words. But, you know, because I'm one to weigh out all the decisions. So to a point where I'm like, ugh. So, okay, that's it. That's a little bit more recapping a little bit going off of last episode. And keep on going. I think that's it. I always like to slow down here at the end and pause a little bit. Don't want to wrap it up right away. I feel like there's still a few floating thoughts hanging around there, but I guess we'll just make that into the next one. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, for listening. Hope you got some good out of this, whatever that may be. Hope the Spirit talked to you. Yeah. However that works best for you. And yeah, let's be positive, be alive, expect good things. Because it's easy for the negative to be there, you know. It's easier to go for that for some reason. But all right, I'm going to wrap it up. Peace out, guys.